Today I conclude my exploration of Handel and the Hanoverian kings. Now I'm on to George III, who was crowned in 1760, the year after Handel's death. The link between Handel and George III is explored in the play and film The Madness of King George. George suffered the dreadful effects of porphyria, which caused bouts of madness in his latter years. Despite his suffering, he is known to have experienced periods of lucidity when he read, practiced his Latin, and played Handel on the flute and the harpsichord. During his reign, the king experienced the new classical style. Haydn played for him, as did the young Mozart, but it was Handel's music that he most praised. In 1784, there was a monumental festival held in Westminster Abbey to commemorate 25 years since Handel's death. The grand occasion involved over 500 musicians, and George chose much of the music. The king's views are made clear in a terse letter in which he criticised Dr. Charles Burney, who oversaw the commemorative write-up. The king wanted Burney to praise Handel more effusively, saying, "Dr. Burney may seem warmed with the subject put into his hands, but a real admirer of Handel cannot help finding it is only a mask and not the sentiments of the heart." George's love of music was shared by his wife. There's a description of her 9-day sea journey to England. One Mrs. Pependieck, assistant keeper of the wardrobe, described in her diary how the first 3 days were stormy and everyone was ill and scared. The princess, though, did not lose her sense of gaiety. She sang at her harpsichord, leaving the door of her cabin open to cheer up her travelling companions. George III played the flute, violin, harpsichord, and organ. So here's one of my favourite pieces by Handel, which brings together the flute, violin, and continuo. The Largo from the Trio Sonata in B minor. It's played here by the English Concert with Trevor Pinnock.
Thank you.
That was Handel's Trio Sonata in B minor, the third movement, Largo, and it was played by the English Concert and Trevor Pinnock. FMR 101.3.